Eureka police are requesting the public's assistance in locating a reported missing man, Matthew Mercer. Mercer is a white male, 30 years old, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Mercer has been known to frequent the Old Town area and was last seen approximately 3 to 4 months ago riding his bicycle. If you have any information regarding Matthew Mercer, please contact Mary Anderson at the EPD. The latest budget proposals from the governor's office always generate comments from across the political spectrum, but few proposals are as sensitive as the governor's ideas on reforming how education is funded in the state. Dr. Gary Eagle, superintendent of the Humboldt County Schools, has taken issue with some of the proposals aimed at school funding.
The bulk of the monies in the state of California for education will go to suburban and urban areas. Again, I think we have to be extremely cautious about stripping away the funds that right now help rural education programs survive.
Dr. Eagles is also worried about a bailout initiative up for public vote in November that would use a new tax revenue to help fund education. Eagles thinks that unless Proposition 98 is suspended by the legislature, trying to change the structure of education funding in the next several months is moving too fast with too little information.
If you're going to move toward a different funding formula for education, and I'm not saying it couldn't improve, I think it could. I think there needs to be a great deal of dialogue, and we need to be doing it at a time when we have certainty, or certainly a higher degree of certainty, for the level of funding for education, which we do not have at the present time.
If the budget proposals go through, local school districts stand to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars currently in their budgets. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro chaired the 39th Annual Fisheries Forum at the state capitol yesterday. One of the hearings, streamed over the internet, centered on the environmental impacts of marijuana grows on the North Coast. Chesbro commented that major marijuana growers are having serious negative impacts on the environment and that it's time for the state environmental agencies to speak up. Assemblyman Jared Huffman of the North Bay pointed out that if the damage from marijuana grows was being done by a commercial business, the outcry would be deafening. A refinery fire in the Pacific Northwest has sent gasoline prices soaring past $4 per gallon across California, rising 19 cents in just the last week alone. San Francisco Chronicle reports that on Friday last week, a fire erupted at a major BP oil refinery near Blaine, Washington, shutting down the facility. The Cherry Point refinery is the fourth largest on the West Coast, producing roughly 20% of Washington's gasoline. Never before has a statewide average hit $4 so early in the year. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
RKSA manager Randy Mendoza likes the business climate in the city. On Talk Shop recently, Mendoza explained why he is optimistic.
Right now, I think that retail sales are maybe just a little bit up in Arcata, so I think the retail environment in most cases, at least judging from sales tax, seems to be in the positive. But Sacramento remains the big question mark and potential big negative.
Visit KINS1063.com to hear the full interview. Congressman Mike Thompson's office has recently received reports that a September 29, 2010 e-newsletter sent from the office titled Wine E-News from Congressman Mike Thompson is being used in conjunction with an electronic and financial scam. The email comes from an individual claiming to be U.S. Ambassador to Ghana and asks for people to send money for a fraudulent email address. Please be advised not to send money or give out any personal information. Thompson went on to say his office is working with authorities to address the situation. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.